And on this Friday, our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program, what a long meeting on the 11th and the 12th. We'll find out if we selected a town board commissioner. Your work is never done.
My work is never done. You can say that, Steve. Nor is the town board's work ever completed. Our town manager, our staff, they're always meeting and working. And this week, very unique in how many meetings and things that we had to address. I'm hanging in there. Toward the end of March, I'm going to take a little winter break, a little vacation. I'll still be available for any important decisions that have to be made.
That March 11th meeting, that workshop, we'll cover that on next week's show.
That's right.
Okay. And did we select a town board commissioner Thursday?
We sure did. We had that meeting at 3 o'clock at the community building. We interviewed the 5 applicants. Everyone was so appreciative of the applicants coming and sitting for an interview. At the end, I made the observation, and it's received a lot of ideas and information from the candidates about where they think the town should be going. So that was very helpful. All of the board members, and I appreciate, and I'm sure that some of those people that did not get selected will continue to serve the community on various committees like the planning board and zoning board. But at the end of the day, the board took a vote, and Bill Grubb received the most vote and was appointed the new commissioner for the town board. He will stay in that position until the end of the term that Buzz Dotson vacated, and that would be the last board meeting in December of 2027. So we want to welcome Bill to the board. He will be sworn in and take a seat at the board at our April meeting.
And he was the head of the planning board, so he'll come in there nicely informed.
Yes, Bill was head of the planning board. He's been on the ABC board. He's been head of the Greenway. He's been in many community organizations like the Rotary Club, and he's been living here with his wife, Rosemary, now for a number of years, built a home here in Highlands, Mirror Lake. I think he's well qualified to serve on the Highlands board.
Well, before we get to looking ahead to that board meeting on March 19th, the fire tax, did we come up with anything? Are we going to raise that, or a lot of discussion will go into it?
We had a discussion about the fire department and raising the fire tax at the workshop meeting on Wednesday, and the decision has been made to have a public information session regarding the proposed fire tax for the Highlands Fire Department, and that's going to be held at the Highlands Community Building on 869 North 4th Street next to the ball field, and that will occur on March 31st from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And it's going to be an open session. People can come to the meeting. We will have our fire chief and our elected representatives from the town staff, and county elected leaders and their county staff. We will all be there to discuss the fire tax increase. People can come and learn about the reasons for increasing the fire tax, how much it will be, and what it will do. People can express their concerns or their support of this increase at that meeting.
And we'll go into in-depth the next show.
I'm not going to get into too much of the specifics, because that case can be made best by our professional firefighter, and that would be Chief Gearhart.
In the public hearing, the board meeting on March 19th, the Bill Futrell about the rezoning property, that Dillard Road area. Very interesting.
We will be having a public hearing, and if you're wondering where that property is, it's next to Dusty's Market on the left side if you were going outside of town. And we will have a public hearing on whether to rezone that property or not.
Highlands Motoring Festival, the Arts and Crafts Show, requests. Here comes the good stuff.
They're getting ready for their events coming up this summer, and there will be some special requests made and approvals from the board. So that's something that they do, of course, every year.
Talk about this attachment with Frontier.
It's the utility pole attachment. We have private providers, cable companies, that attach to our utility poles. And the problem has been that sometimes we need those attachments, the lines, the wires for each company to be relocated on the poles as needs change. This agreement with Frontier would formalize that process about who does the relocation and reattachments and when and the money involved. So that's just a contract agreement that we will be entering in with Frontier.
You like to connect music and with the chamber lease, the beat goes on with finalizing it, possibly?
Hopefully we'll have the last beat at this meeting, but we'll see.
Highway 64, you've got a bid that's addressing the sewer lines repairs.
We received a bid, and I believe there needs to be some clarifications on the bid and what will be done. We'll be revisiting that at this meeting.
And talking about clarification, that 4th of July alcohol use in the park, can we drink there? Can we not?
You know, it's been kind of a mixed signal and kind of confusing in that we have the concerts in the park during the summer. And the rule on that is that you can come to the concert, bring your own alcohol if you're doing a picnic or whatever, and enjoy the music. You cannot take the alcohol outside of the park. And we have an officer there at the concerts just to make sure everybody follows the rules. So everybody's very accustomed to that. We have in the past, though, for the 4th of July, which might fall on a Monday, Tuesday, whenever, we have had the rule that you can't have alcohol in the park. There's kind of a disconnect there because a lot of people think, well, it's kind of like the concerts on Saturday and we're playing, having music and everything. We're going to bring our alcohol into the park early in the evening, have a picnic and drink our beverage and then watch the fireworks. Well, technically that's not allowed on many days because it's not a part of the concert series. And we need to clarify what can be allowed and not. I, for one, as the mayor, think that we ought to have a policy that on the 4th of July, before the fireworks, people can bring their own alcohol to the park and enjoy a picnic or whatever without being told that they're in violation of the alcohol policy. I know the police are working on a plan to where they would have access card at the park. So if there were any issues, they could get to the problem area without a lot of disruption. But in the past, this has been such a popular event that we've had people just jam-packed in the park, and the police have expressed the concern they need some access. So there'll be a narrow little corridor that they're going to be proposing that would be open to where they could move from one side of the park to the other and into the middle without any major disruption. Does that mean that nobody will be able to be in that corridor? Of course not. People will be crossing from one area to the other, but they won't be able to set up tables and block the access in that designated police zone.
I'm looking at the calendar, and July 4th is on a Saturday. I'm looking at it right now. Let's see what they come up with.
And see, there you go. It's a Saturday. People have been coming to the park on Saturdays having alcohol, but technically we've said no alcohol on the 4th of July fireworks evening. Maybe next year it'll be on a Sunday or a Monday. So I just think we need to make it consistent.
Talk about the local agreement, the landfill, and we got to put that dredging material somewhere, and you're going to have a discussion and make some changes to it.
Yes, and gratefully, the County Board of Commissioners approved the interlocal agreement at their meeting last Tuesday evening. And what that does, and we will be entering into that agreement, and what it will do is allow us to take funds from the grant for the dredging of Mirror Lake. We will spend several hundred thousand dollars creating a new access road to the old landfill and doing some other improvements. And our agreement will be then we'll be able to take the dredging material from the lake and place it in a certain area at the old landfill. Once that is done, that land will be reclaimed, and the county at the transfer station will have another access road for certain functions. So I think it's a win-win for everyone, and I really appreciate the support of the county for entering that agreement. And of course, we'll be signing that agreement as soon as possible and get this project moving forward.
And more on the board meeting, March 19th, and the structure of the town committees are going to be working on that.
Right. Several of the commissioners have been wanting us to look at and revisit the old town committee structure, where we would designate certain commissioners to work with staff in different departments like public safety, recreation, finance, zoning and land use. We'll be, again, looking at that as a part of possibly the workshop system or something separate from the workshop system that we instituted. The challenge is this: when you start bringing in the elected officials to a committee meeting, the committee meetings become open to the public, and you have to send out announcements and so forth. So we need to kind of do a complete overview of how we will make sure that we comply with those laws that the state have set about open meeting statutes. So we'll be looking at that at this meeting.
One more, the Town Board of Commissioners rules. They need to be looked at.
Yes, our town attorney, Nick Tosco, feels like we need to have a formal manual or document governing how we conduct our meetings. He has developed a set of procedures and rules that the board received at our last meeting in February. And at this meeting, we will do a deeper dive to see if there may be any changes or tweaking to those proposed rules and procedures. And then I anticipate the town board adopting those rules and procedures. And again, it's kind of a guidebook for conducting business. We follow most of the things that are proposed already, but this is just more of a formal document for conducting the meeting.
All right, next week on the 22nd, we will cover in depth the March 11th meeting. That was that workshop that was like six and a half hours or so. And yes, we'll go into a lot of the discussions about capital needs, et cetera.
I call it a day-long budget workshop. Traditionally, we call it the town retreat.
So that's what you call it. Okay. All right, we'll cover that next week. You're listening to Ask the Mayor Public Affairs Program with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor, and I'm Steve Day.